Amazing.
That is amazing.
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 Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Bitches faking any front for Diana. You get my number and my time, it's an honor. Schooling all these bitches, schooling Anna. Hup, getting to the green is a setup. Pockets stay fat on Natty Professor. Make a nigga wait for the pussy, it's progressive. Have his ass grateful, now he counting all his blessings. Rule number one, never copy the trend. I'm a trend that trends. You a trend that blends. Only natural for the win. I done patent the print. I done cut me a blend. Just turn my L's to wins, nigga.
Welcome to The Fall Estate. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Don't forget to help us fight censorship by hitting thumbs up. And don't forget to subscribe and ring my bell. I have with me recording artist, L.A. Love, the boss. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I totally appreciate it.
Thank you.
So how did you come up with the name L.A. Love, the boss?
So my first name's Lauren Elise, for those of you that don't know that.
Yeah.
And love just came from me just having a passion for what I do. So I put LA, love, together. And then the boss, I build an army, basically a team, where we're building on our own self-success.
Oh,
so
I
that's
see.
How I interpret boss, being a boss.
Really? And so when did you decide, you know what, this is what I want to do, and this is what I'm going to do?
13 years old. I said, Mom, this is it. This is what I want to do at 13. I made up my mind that I wanted to be in entertainment.
Really? And did you know at that time you want to be into music or acting?
Music. But yeah. I knew I had a desire for acting as well because it's still a part of entertainment.
Right, yeah.
But that, you know, wasn't a passion, but I knew it could be combined into one and I could be here today with, you know, showcasing many of parts of my talent.
Right on. And so do you consider yourself a girl boss?
Definitely. A female boss.
A female boss.
Female boss.
A female boss.
Boss.
And so what do you mean by boss?
Being a boss, just owning your domain, owning who you are, owning your presence, owning your star. I think we all have that star-like quality in us, but it's about attracting that and being that and becoming that.
Oh, I see. Amazing. And so what do your mother think of you now?
Oh, she's 100% behind it. I think she stopped her business to run my business. She was a former entrepreneur with cosmetics, nails, and everything.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and she took her managerial skills and put them into me.
So at 13, when you said, Mom, this is what I want to do in life, this is what I want to be,
yeah.
Did she ever believe it would come to pass like this?
She said yes, she did. And
oh,
that's
yeah.
Why she stopped all of her stuff and just put it into me.
Because a lot of, you know, young kids like that don't really know what they want. They say one thing and then next week it's something
it's
else.
It's something else, yeah.
And something else, and something else.
Yeah, but I've always been a very serious individual. I've always been so determined to do whatever it is that I wanted to do that I just knew. I said, Mom, this is it. Please, you got to trust me. And I had to show her, you know, every day I would write records. I would perform for her. I had to show that I was very serious.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I had to prove.
And were you raised by your father and mother?
My mother, but my father, I would go down to North Carolina, actually. He's from there, and spend summers with him.
Oh, yeah. Are you close to him?
I like to say we went our separate ways, that I got older, but it's all good.
Really? What is it like not to be close to him?
It's just sometimes that's what certain people go through, you know? It's all love. There's no love lost, but my mom 100% believed in my career, and he wanted me to do something different, sports.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He was a former NFL player.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted you to be into that?
Yeah.
So as a result of not having him there, being raised with him, inside of yourself, do you still feel that emptiness, that like some, even though you got everything else going on the outside, does it feel like something is still missing?
I don't feel that way because I did have a relationship with my father up until a certain point.
Right.
When I turned like 16, 17, the boat started shifting. He's like, And you know, sometimes, like I said, we all go through that. But
yeah.
He's watching from afar. I know that. I keep up on what he's doing. And it's just all positive energy.
Amazing. And so I read that you were Portuguese or something. What's your race, your nationality?
Yes, yeah. Well, culturally, I am a black woman, culturally, but I do have Portuguese and Cherokee Indian in my blood as well.
Really? So your father and mother are black?
My father,
yes.
He's Native American and
black. And your mother is?
Portuguese.
And so what made you, do you identify as black or what?
Culturally, I say, yes, I'm black. You know, what I'm identified is throughout other people. Yes, right, they see me as that. And, you know, it's funny how the world likes to put you in a box. They see your color because I am colored.
That's what I was thinking about. Uh-huh. When you identify as a certain color, you're in a box.
Yes, I'm glad that you say that. And, of course, and then some people say, what are you mixed with? You like you're some mix of something else. And then I have to go into, I'm Portuguese, Cherokee Indian, but culturally I've been raised black as a black woman.
Do you regret that you were raised black? Because if you were just you, no one really knows. You look like everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And if you were just you, you wouldn't identify as black, and so you'd just be you having a better time. Do you regret identifying that they cause you to identify as a black person?
You know what? No, I don't regret that at all. I just, like I said, I'm more so taken back on how the world is. And like you said, it does go back into what they classified you as. But if it was up to me, I wouldn't identify probably with anything. You know, I would just be who I am.
That's
and then
right.
if you ask me, I'm going to tell you.
Right.
Because it's so combative with people. What are you? What are you mixed with? I know you're not just this. I know you're not just that.
And it's one of the most unimportant things in life.
Very unimportant.
And people seem to focus on that. Have you ever wondered, be identifying as black, are you like black and would that be Hispanic too, kind of thing?
Would it be a Hispanic?
Yeah, black and Hispanic. No.
Absolutely not. No.
Are you concerned that identifying as black has held you back in life somewhat, hold you back in your career, hurts you in a way?
I don't think so, because I do understand it's a big wide world, and there are people that are representing pro-black, and then there's people that, oh my God, that's against it.
Yeah.
But I do know who I am, and I just recently put that out that I am Portuguese and Cherokee Indian. It's in my blood a couple years ago, because so many people were so curious. I would have interviews and meet people, and they say, you're not black. What else are you mixed with? And I said, for me to put that out, I think that'd be great, because I know there's other people
that
go through that and are, you know, they're identifying as black, but I know they have other things in them as well.
Because being an entertainer,
right,
you just want to entertain the whole world.
I just want to entertain,
right.
But you know, it's this enslavement in the mind that people want to keep you as. Okay, we see you as a copper-colored person, but do you know the history? Do you know that the roots of that person? No.
Yeah.
So that's up for me to.
Do you want to get out of that box of being black?
I like to just change the views of people.
Yeah.
So, you know, get out of it. You know, just kind of change people's perception that you have to be stuck there.
Well, I hope you're able to get out of it, because it definitely hurts your career and everything else, you know, because I just believe entertainers, really anybody, but entertainers should be able to entertain the world. The whole job is to entertain.
Right.
And if you identify with a certain race, especially being black, because nobody likes black folks nowadays. Have you noticed that?
I notice black culture people have a stigma.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. Whether it's violence, them acting ignorant, we get labeled ghetto or whatever it has you. But I am here to say that every black person you see is an ignorant. Every black person is an uneducated. It's up to you to make that decision.
That's why I want you out of that box, because it's the black culture is so bad. You know, they're angry, they're fighting, they have babies out of wedlock, they're black power stupid stuff, and you know, can you get out? I want you out of it.
You know, like I said, for now. I'm with speaking my truth.
Yeah.
And if they see me how they see me, that's how they see it. But I'm speaking my truth.
Do you have an afro?
Yes, I do have an afro.
Why? See, that looked like you're black because you got an afro.
Where
you
really?
Natural? You wear the real hair.
Yeah, real hair.
I mean, instead of the fro.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're putting yourself in that box with them. You've already been put there, right?
Okay.
And so by wearing the Air Force, you said, okay, I accept the box.
No, not true. You can go against the grade, right? Can't you go against the grade in a way?
But not with a fro. You should get an Amerifro. I have an Amerifro, not an Afro.
Okay.
Because I'm just me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
I could stay like this and be me, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You entertain white people too?
Yes,
oh,
all people. Actually, it's funny, my second fan base is Brazil on my analytics.
Oh, really?
So the U.S. is first and Brazil second, and then India. Oh, my God, Africa, Uganda, all those other things come up as well.
Right on. There's a lot going on in our country now about illegal aliens and immigrants and all that stuff going on. where do you stand? Are you for, are you an American citizen?
Yes.
Okay. Are you for a wall around the borders to protect America first? You ever think about that?
You know what? I was doing my research on that, and I disagree with the wall being built.
Oh, you do disagree?
I do disagree.
And why?
I am for all of rights of all people, Americans, immigrants, and all of that, because my grandparents are not from this country over here. They're from, they're over there from Portugal. So if you think about it, they're not with us anymore. But if you think about it, you're stopping monies, you're stopping opportunities and everything. It takes billions of dollars, I'm sure, to build up a wall like that. But we have family members over here that are immigrants, whether they're illegal, legal, whatever. There's people over here.
Did they come legally or illegally?
My grandparents?
No, the family members that are here.
Yes, legally.
They came legally, right? Yeah, legally. Well, that's the right way to do it.
Yeah, and that's the right way to do it because you won't be sent back and won't be in any refugee and problems.
That's right.
But I like to say that I'm for all people, but it's stopping a lot of opportunities. We have Mexicans, Hispanics, all types of people coming over here working for Americans, or whether they're working for themselves. And it's been allowed. It's been okay.
But does it bother you that these people coming in like that and they are not being physically examined, medically examined? And so they're bringing diseases. We get diseases back now that we've never had before.
I know.
And I've been in Los Angeles since 1968. And when I came here, I didn't see any homeless people around, right? Now they are everywhere.
They are.
I see people using the toilet on the street with no shame. Wouldn't it be better to put a wall around the border and do it the right way so we won't have so much homelessness and poverty in the city or in the country, period?
Yeah. I just think change is so much to do. I think that giving more opportunities for mental health clinics, homeless shelters, and just giving back to the people, because we are in such a rickety state of confusion and so much other things. And to cover bringing back, just evaluating people and things like that, I totally agree with that. I think that a lot of mental evaluations need to happen, because we're bringing over so many people that rapists, people that have mental health conditions.
They're just walking in.
So unstable, and we don't know that. Yeah. We're surrounded by people like that, and we don't know that.
Also, I noticed that illegals coming in, they're landing in the black communities first. Mm. And in Mexico and places like that, black people are second-class citizens. Mm-hmm. I've gone over there, and blacks are treated horribly. And so when the Mexicans come here, they end up in the inner cities, but they hate the blacks, so they bring in crime and drugs and overcrowding of the school. And the black women who are citizens can't go in the hospital and have a baby. They have to wait in line. Does it bother you that these people coming here, landing in the black community, and affecting blacks first and foremost?
I think so, because I think we are should be having equal rights, given the opportunity to be the way we want to be. Whether that's because it's funny, everyone's success or everyone's dreams and aspirations aren't the same. So
that's
what's yours is yours, but we need things that are going to be more for us and not against us.
So for that reason, I think we need to put the wall around the border, because our tax dollars have to take care of these people anyway. So they come in, they want all free stuff. They want a free Obama phone. They want...
Shout out to Obama.
They want free health care, free education, free air, free housing. So they come in here. I guess at one time they would come here and want to work, but now they want free stuff. And so we ended up paying for them anyway. It would be cheaper to just put the wall up. Mm. And that way we don't have to pay for them.
Wow.
That makes sense?
I'm 50-50 on it, and I understand where you're going with it, but I'm still like, why? There's so much more that can be done with that money, you know.
There's hip-hop Wired call you Thirst Trap Queen. What does that mean? Did you know that? I don't even know what it means.
Thirst Trap Queen.
Yeah, what does that mean?
So when people say you're a thirst trap, your walking thirst trap is like kind of your provocative. You showcase sexy.
Oh.
But it's funny, I definitely stated that I'm a sex symbol in my Instagram bio.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, and so is that a legitimate name for you?
I don't mind it.
Oh, you don't mind it?
I don't mind it.
So when you be walking around being all sexy, what does that feel like?
Empowering.
Empowering? And in what way?
Empowering to know that I can be sexy but still offer purpose and content. Because I always say that being sexy, it shouldn't be offensive. If you are offended by it, it just might not be your taste. But me being sexy is a sense of me owning my womanhood. If you think about like Pam Grier, she's my idol. black exploitation at its highest. This is what she did back in the 70s. She was the world's biggest sex symbol in black urban culture.
Oh, okay.
And there's nothing
wrong with what was her name?
Pam Grier.
Oh, Pam Grier.
Pam Grier.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. I remember
yes,
her.
Yes, yes, yes. And she did that very well. And I like to say that I'm doing it very well as well because of what I see from comments and just people really saying that I'm inspiring them to be who they want to be. You know, women want to be sexy all the time, but sexy is a state of mind.
True.
It's not just wearing a dress and showing cleavage that makes you sexy. It starts up here.
When did you decide that, you know what, I just want to be sexy? At what age?
About 19, 18
really?
And a half, 19. Hey, Mama, well, I just want to, look, I mean, I work out, I eat good. What's the harm? I'm not doing anything wrong.
And what did your mother say?
She took the first butt shot I had on social media.
Oh, she did?
Emma, yes.
She's like, all right, come on, baby, let me take your butt.
Absolutely. She said, go ahead, put your booty shorts on, go ahead. I'm going to take the picture. I approve of it. Let's do it.
Were you surprised by that?
No.
Really?
Because my mom's always been a very open person.
Oh, okay. What does your father think about you being sexy?
I'm sure he has his opinions. He hasn't spoken to me on how he feels, but...
If he disapproved of it, would you change it?
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
Because it's who I am, it's what I'm willing to do. I've put that out there, so there's no mystery in my sexy. It's no mystique. So I understand he might feel as a father, hey, change your dress code up, and that's a respect line.
Right.
But this is entertainment. My reality isn't my is not the perception that people, you know, perceive you as all the time. That's my entertainment life.
And so what do you like when no one is looking?
Raw, real, big clothes. I mean, I just leggings, maybe belly shirts, but for the most part I'm fully together.
That's amazing. And so are other women jealous of you?
You know, I wouldn't say jealous, but I'm sure other women disapprove of what I'm doing because I see some of the comments.
What do they say about you?
You know, you're showing your body, you're wanting attention and all of that. I've seen those comments, but for the most part, it's always pretty good.
Is that due to jealousy?
Could be. It could be due to insecurities,
I
like to say. And being insecure.
But insecurity brings on jealousy,
right? It does. It brings on jealousy.
Yeah. So I have noticed that women don't know what they want. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
So what, do you know what women want? Because like even with men, when they try to please a woman, she doesn't like that. When they don't please her, she doesn't like that.
Right.
When they, it's like they are damned if they do and damned if they don't. What do you do about women that don't know what they want? They don't really know what they want.
You show them the way.
And a man should show her the way?
Yeah. Man is should be a natural born leader.
Yes.
A man is here to protect, guide, and all of that. Women, I can tell you, me as a woman, I know what I want. I can't speak on other women. And it's funny that we're all the same, but we got all different names in the way that we do things and the way that we operate.
Right.
Women want attention. Women want affection. Women want to be loved. Some women want to be accepted. Because they haven't learned to accept themselves or
they want
just
a real man,
embrace
huh?
their flaws and things like that.
You prefer beta males or alpha male?
Alpha. Alpha at the right time.
And what is an alpha male?
Alpha man is a natural aggressor. Alpha man is a strong man, a dominant man that knows who he is and knows where he stands.
Absolutely.
With me.
Yeah.
Which is important because I can't deal with an insecure man.
And I noticed that most men today, especially black men, but not only, are afraid of women. Have you noticed that?
I have.
Yeah.
I have.
And why do you think that is?
Because the black woman is a stigma now. It's a stigma that we have attitude problems.
Yeah.
We're so bossy, boisterous, and everything.
Why are they like that? Black women are, I mean, they're just horrible to deal with. They're angry, out of control.
What they've endured from the beginning of time, from now, time has evolved in such a way, but women back then didn't have a voice. I've talked many nights with my grandparents and everything, and older people with a lot of wisdom.
Yeah.
And it's just unbelievable how women were treated. Women were taught to be a slave for the man and cater to the man and be all of that. But now it's flipped. Roles are flipped. There's the women now are being slaved. The men are being slaved by women. Women are alpha.
Yeah.
I'm your boss. You work for me. And it's funny that is that way. But I don't do things like that.
When I was growing up, and I grew up out in Alabama on a plantation, under the Jim Crow laws, women, black women were stronger, tougher than they, and they didn't have an attitude. They did what they had to do. They obeyed their husbands. Mm. And they did the right thing. But after this so-called civil rights movement started, the men became women, and the women became men.
I tell you.
And I noticed that the more control the women get, the angrier they become. And is that because they desire really to have a man guiding them?
I think it's a catch-22, because I could say, for the most part, a woman always wants a man. You know, yeah. And behind every strong man is a strong woman. And yeah. I think that two is stronger than one. We need that. It's a unit. We're not divided. I need that balance. So I need that alpha man's presence, and you need me to just as be as strong as you, so we can come together.
The men are like the president, and the women are the vice president.
Mm-hmm.
So how do men overcome that? What should they do to overcome that?
Overcome?
Being beta males.
Just search deeper in yourself. Really,
that is so true.
Search deeper in yourself and realize your worth.
Realize
that you are valued. Because a lot of times when you follow the bait or follow the prey or follow things that you think that you should be following, you're doing the wrong thing, because it's not destined for you.
Yeah.
It's not ordained for you to be that way. But that's soul searching within yourself.
I noticed that a lot of men and women, especially in the black community, are having sex before marriage. And I've discovered that women are sex dealers, and the men are sex addicts. And the moment he has sex with her, she got him. Now he got to scrape and crawl and beg. And have you noticed that?
I have noticed that.
Do they realize that sex is like a drug to them? Do the women know that they are controlling the men with sex?
You know, I can say that women definitely are emotional, and men give women emotions for physical, and physically we give up emotions because we give up physical because we want emotions. So it's like men from Venus, women from Mars. So it's that type of stigma.
That's horrible.
And I think women do know that it's power of the P, and the power of the P is very powerful. Very powerful.
The P is very powerful.
Very powerful. It's brought down nations. It's changing people's perceptions every day because of how powerful that is. I think that sex is a deadly weapon. We all enjoy it if we're sexually active, but we have to know how to categorize it.
So what made the P so powerful?
Ooh.
What is it that makes it so powerful?
Probably the feeling that you get out of it.
Oh, you get a good feeling from it.
The feeling, the woman behind it. It could be the woman behind it.
I noticed that if it wasn't for the P, If it wasn't for sex, men wouldn't have anything to do with women. Because men really don't like women, they hate them. And if it wasn't for the sex, men wouldn't have anything to do with women.
But you know, that's how I feel about men.
If it wasn't for the sex?
Yeah, men-ish. You know, men are not shit. I mean, men got their things with them too, you know, and I think that as people, we all have our own endosacracies where we all are divided in a sense in our brains and everything, and then we come together to, you know, do all of that ruckus and all of that.
So do men and women need sex in order to get along? I mean, just even fake it? Why not just cut out the sex and become human beings until you get married and ready to make some babies? That way you get to know each other without the sex. Mm-hmm. Because the moment you do the sex thing, you lose.
You lose. You know, I agree with you, but it's like opening Pandora's box. Once you've exposed that, once she's opened that, now you know that. Now you get used to the feeling because that's what you know. Like you said, if we started out all right, biblical way, wait till marriage to have sex, we wouldn't know. And we wouldn't desire what we don't know. We don't miss what we don't know. So a lot of us have opened that box already, and it's kind of
like, hard to close.
I fiend for it.
It's just like drugs.
But you can revert back, you know,
if you
practice on waiting till marriage, being abstinent and just celibacy and all of that, you can always change that.
Are you willing to wait until marriage? Have you waited already? You're not married, are you?
No, I'm not married.
Have you had sex before?
Of course.
So why'd you do it?
I did it because I wanted to do that at that time.
At that time?
At that time.
So now you're going to wait until marriage?
No, absolutely not. No.
But you know it's the right thing to do now.
I know.
Do you want to be a sex dealer?
No. No sex dealer. But I like to say that the man that I give my time to, the man that I trust, he, you know, we can go that way. I like to say that me being celibate right now is not, you know, in my plans, but you never know. I'm still very young. The future holds a lot of many different things.
Do you realize that if you have sex with a man before marriage, that he would cheat on you after marriage?
No, I do not know that.
Yeah, because he's not a self-controlled, self-contained kind of man, right? And so after a while, your sex will get old. Now he needs some new drug. Have you thought about that?
No, I have not.
Well, I suggest you wait.
Well, thank you for that. I'll think about it.
Because if he cheat on you, if he has sex with you before marriage, and he will cheat on you after marriage.
Okay.
And you want a guy that's going to be with you until the death do you part, right?
I think it's about just being with someone that has the same frequency that you have. I don't think that all people that have had sex before you got into the relationship is an uncontained beast. Oh, my God, they're going to cheat on you. Now, I do agree that I think all by nature, everyone has cheated. Everyone has thought about it. Temptations are so real. And it's up to me. I put it on what we've been exposed to.
Yeah. Are you a Christian?
Yes.
You're a Christian. And you're a Christian to have sex out of wedlock?
You said, do I know that Christians have sex out of wedlock?
I said, should they?
Should they? Absolutely not. We shouldn't have sex at all. I'm not condoning it.
Until you're ready to make a baby.
Until you're ready to make a baby and of course, be married.
That's right.
I do know
so that. So you're going to wait now?
No.
You're not going to wait?
No.
That's amazing.
Listen, my relationship with God, oh my God, is amazing. I've gotten closer to him recently for myself because a lot of times when we're going through adolescence, we are what our parents taught us to be.
Right.
But I talk to him every night. He knows I'm a sinful person, but I work on being a better person.
Amazing. Do you love your I don't know if I asked, I may have. Did you love your father, your earthly father?
Yes.
You love him?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Do you have anger?
Do I have anger towards him or?
No, period. This in life.
I think we all do, yeah.
How about you?
Of course I do, yeah.
So are you hard to get along with? If I were dating you, would you be hard to get along with? You'd be mad about nothing. You want to control me. I wouldn't let you.
Hard to get along with, but I'm a whole lot to deal with because I don't put up with just anything. If you stand for nothing, you fall for anything. And I was always raised to be headstrong and be deliberate in what you mean, what you say, and do what you mean.
And so, is it hard for men to deal with you?
Depends on the man.
Have you ever had a man that could deal with you?
He thought he could, but as you can see, it's downhill now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Amazing. Is that disappointing to find a man that cannot deal with you?
No, it's not disappointing, because the right one is waiting. The right one will be appointed. Not on my time. God's time.
That's true.
Not my time.
I noticed that men put women on pedestals. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
And why do they put them on a pedestal? Because the woman's just going to kill him.
Women are strong. You know, I believe that the woman, in a sense, the woman can just endure so much. Women, we have babies. We were there. And nowadays, women are so powerful in their own rights because of now what we're able to do. Women are now becoming more powerful than some men. Some men now.
But it's,
roles have so reversed so much.
But it's unnatural, though. It's not natural power. They're making them all these crazy laws. And they like men have natural power given to them by God, right?
Right.
But women, because women are subject to men, they pass these laws which restrict men. So women, no such thing as a strong woman, it's just weak men. Is that right?
I get the weak men part, but it is a such thing as a strong woman.
But if women are naturally strong, why do they need laws of the land to protect them? Because now they always talk about, oh, he raped me, he was abusive. He talked to me. Women act like they get hurt by words and things like that. If they were strong, why are they always whining?
Because it depends on the woman and what her circumstances is and if she has any morals or values or any tactics. So a lot of times, there's a lot of women out here that aren't women. They're not representing womanhood very well. It's not translating for me. A woman is a strong woman. A woman is a force to be reckoned with. A woman knows how to manage, knows how to do.
See, I have never met a strong woman.
Wow.
And I met women around the world.
Wow.
And what I've noticed is that they're really not stronger than the man. That's why they have to force it. You know, you know what I'm saying? It's just that men are weak, so it makes it look like women are strong. Have you noticed that most men hate their mothers?
I do. I see a lot of men that don't get along with their mother.
But it's the mother's fault.
Their mother, I'm sorry.
It's the mother's fault that the men are like that because the mothers turn the boys and girls away from their fathers toward her, and the children end up resenting that. And as you know, you become like what you resent.
Right.
And so what the boys and girls do, they take on the mindset and personality of the mother because she has turned them away from the father. And that's why they hate women.
Right.
Because they hate their mothers. Isn't that amazing?
It's crazy because of the circumstance. Just because of their circumstance is the reason why they are who they are.
That's why I tell them they need to forgive their mothers.
Forgiveness.
And return back to the father.
You know, in the Bible it says, thou shalt obey their mother and father.
Yeah.
And anyone that disrespects their parents, that's
But it's the parents' fault because it's the mothers who make the kids hate her by imposing on them.
I agree with that.
Impose her
will. It's different parenting now. You know, parents need they're not guiding their children correctly.
Yes.
So you got now kids raising the parents.
Yes.
People having babies now young and they're growing up with their children and there's no balance there. No one has a role.
I saw this news clip last night of these little kids graduating from preschool into first grade.
Right.
And so this black woman like, okay, welcome all parents, welcome kids. And then the lady was saying to the kids, okay, it's time for you to come on up. These little preschool kids, right? And one little black boy said, shut the F up.
I've seen that, oh my God, yesterday.
You saw that? Yeah, you saw that.
I was like, shut up, bitch.
And, yeah, shut up, F, I mean, B. And then she was like,
you see how the dad yoked him up real quick because he was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
You're talking, what's going on in my house? Basically,
yeah, that's what's happening at home.
That's what's happening at home.
You're absolutely right. So I always said that there's no such thing as bad kids, but just bad parents.
I agree.
The kids are what the parents are.
Absolutely. Your reflection directly of your kids are a reflection of the parents.
Absolutely.
Kids don't know to be like that. They're taught to be like that.
I got to ask you about politics. I'm running out of time, but did you vote for the Great White Hope?
I choose to keep who I voted for inside. Confidential.
And so do you know who the Great White Hope is?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Our president.
Right on.
Our president.
There you go.
Donald Trump.
The Great White Hope, huh? And so will you be supporting him in 2020?
Probably not.
Probably not?
Probably not.
Why not?
Just because of, you know, it's funny. Like I said, Donald Trump to me has never been my favorite person, but he's our president, and I accept it.
And he's an alpha male.
Yeah, he's an alpha male. Just not my type of alpha male, but he's an alpha male.
Right. Obama was a beta male, right?
I like Obama.
But he was beta. You could take Obama around your finger and just swirl him around, make him do whatever you want him to do.
But Michelle's alpha. I noticed that
she is. That's why I call her Big Mama.
Big Mama.
Michelle. Mm-hmm. I got to ask you, so I've noticed that most black people are Democrats. What do you think about that?
They're Democrats because what they've been exposed to, again, and what works for them. A lot of people are going to be Republican or Democratic just based upon what works for them.
Yeah. But when I was growing up, most black people were Republicans.
Mm.
Did you know that?
I did not know.
Yeah.
That.
As a matter of fact, the Democrats would not allow black people into their party. And so black people had to start, blacks and whites started the Republican Party for the blacks.
I'm sure because there was so much segregation back then and so much dividing and division, it probably was a lot of
chaos. What do you think about all the taxes we have to pay?
It's hurting to my soul.
Yeah.
It's hurting.
You know what's so nice about you? You thought about these things. Most entertainers don't think.
I like to do my research on things. I like to say that I am not what you see. It's deeper than that. When you get to know a person, all of this is just who I am. Yes, I like this, but inside is much more deeper than me showcasing sexy. So this is why I like to do interviews, and this is why I like to speak, so you can get to know me intellectually wise, and you
Amazing.
Can respect that.
Amazing. And so yesterday they held a hearing on reparation for black people. What do you think about reparations for blacks?
I do not, at this moment, think.
Right on.
I do not think.
I'm so sick of black people begging, I don't know what to do.
Well, you know, I think that we just, as a people, got to be just better. We have to just work for opportunities. Opportunities are not going to come knocking at your door. I've always was raised to work for what you want. No man, no person or nothing owes you nothing. The world doesn't owe you anything.
Nothing.
It's up for you to take it, control your own destiny, and be your own person.
I've often wondered, why do black people beg so much and they claim to be believing in God? If they truly believe in God, why don't they trust God, go out and do the best they can, and he'll do the rest?
Because do you really believe in God?
That's
it's
right.
deeper than that. You could say one thing, but inside, internally, it's another thing.
And we have given black people everything they begged for. We gave them the civil rights movement.
Mm.
They say, oh, that's not enough. That's not enough. We want to go into white cafes. We gave them white cafe. Okay, gone into white people business. Then they said, we want to go to the white schools.
Mm.
So we said, all right, you can go to the white schools. Then they said, we want to live in the white neighborhood. Mm. All right, come on down, live in the white neighborhood.
And this is why, for me, I love Martin so much, Martin Luther King,
yes.
because he was all for people, unity, not dividing people, just bringing everyone together,
yeah.
and not all that other business that's just so unnecessary, because what you see on the outside is not always equivalent to who you really are and what we really stand for. I think we all have our own purposes, and I hope that everyone finds their purpose
that's
and knows
right.
it.
And then they start begging for the white woman. Remember, they're like, we want the white woman.
Mm.
The white man don't want us to have the white woman, right? Doesn't want us to have the white woman. And so the white man said, okay, you can have our woman. And they're still not satisfied. We ain't got nothing else to give.
Nothing. But our integrity. Have some integrity. You know?
That's right. It's time for me. I think it's time to put you on the hot seat.
Okay.
We have the hot seat interview here.
Ooh.
And this requires that you answer these questions quickly.
Okay.
The hot seat.
You ain't gonna burn me, all right. Hey, <thought. laughs>
Would you date a broke man?
No.
Would you date a white man?
Could be.
Is Donald Trump an alpha or beta male?
Alpha.
Is it true what they say about black men?
No.
Have you had plastic surgery?
No.
Are you a slut?
No.
You know who Amber Rose is?
Yes, of course.
She's a slut.
But she owns that.
Right. I had her on the show.
Mm, I love her.
And she admitted that she was a slut. I also had a whore on.
Mm.
Miss New York.
Oh, yeah.
You ever heard of her?
Yeah.
So I asked Miss New York. She know Amber Rose, too. So I asked her, would you rather be called a slut
or
a whore? No, I asked her, would you want to be called a slut? She said, no, call me a whore.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
Would you want to be called either?
Neither, because I'm neither.
There you go. And she asked me, what were men? So if women who have sex out of wedlock are sluts, what are men who have sex out of wedlock? And I said, slut makers.
Man whore.
Have you ever been with a woman?
No.
Do you like socialism?
Yes.
Do women have privilege?
Yes.
Do you want to... Oh, do you want to visit Mommy Africa?
Yeah.
You do. Amazing. You did well on the hot seat.
You didn't bring up to go.
Is there anything you'd like to promote before we end here?
Yes. So I just got a new music video I dropped called Christmas. It's on YouTube. You can go search it now. LA Love, The Boss, Christmas. Dropping a new project at the end of the year. And I have new movies coming up. Be on the lookout for that. First Lady Part 2. I'm in there. With the
hot scene.
All
right on. What do you think about the women's movement? Like, what do they call that? Oh, Me Too movement. What do you think about that?
I think it's very powerful.
You do?
Yes, just because men have been getting away with so much in the industry, a lot of industry men, that now it's exposed. It's on Front Street. Social media, I can say, played a part in that. And women just being able to feel like they have a voice now. Because everything was just kept a secret for so long, all these wrongdoings. I don't condone any of that, raping, drugging people against their own rights. I can't agree with that.
But mostly women are lying, though.
Now, the women that are lying, now I have a problem with that.
Since more
but
are
not
lying,
about the campaign.
Since more are lying about it rather than, and if there are a few who may be telling the truth, but more of them are lying.
Mm-hmm.
Everything seems like a joke now. When I hear a woman say, oh, he raped me
mm-hmm.
10 years ago, mm-hmm. or he put something in my drink, I just roll my yeah. eyes now.
Yeah. Well, to me, like I said, I would think if somebody raped you today, you would go, you know,
right.
get them prosecuted. You know, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
But I can't be put in everybody's shoes because I don't know what happened, what took place, so what role did they play in there? So I wasn't in that bedroom.
What do you think about these women who are coming out of the woodwork 10 years later and saying that they were, oh, he raped me 10 years ago.
It could sound a little fishy, but then again, time has evolved. Women now feel like they have a voice. They have a place. Oh, my God, this is what happened to me, and I want to just tell it now, like writing a tell-all.
I noticed that most women hate men, and they don't mind lying. They allow the man to take their children away from them. They will falsely accuse them of being molesters and rapists to take the children away. They will kill their children. They kill the men's children in the wombs. Are you for abortion?
I'm not against it. Not against it.
You support abortion?
Absolutely.
Really? Would you ever have one?
If things, you never know. If I was in a situation where I was raped by someone I don't know, or family member, God forbid, sometimes you don't know what you may do because how you're able to deal with certain things like that.
But what happens to a woman's mind when she thinks that it's okay to kill the man's child in her womb? What goes on in her mind for them to think, oh, I'm going to kill this man, baby?
Mm-hmm. I've personally never been pregnant, never had to be put in that situation, God forbid. But women out there, sometimes when you bring a child in unfalse circumstances and out of wedlock and no type of structure here, they want more for their kids. And given the kids opportunity, I understand the man's part as well. But how did that child come into this world? How was that? Was it through, was it a mutual agreement? Or was it, you raped me? How did all this play out?
And but then even if she were raped, wouldn't it be better? Because being raped is not good.
No, absolutely not.
And so if you're raped and then you kill the baby in the womb, you got double guilt now. Wouldn't it be best to have the baby and put it up for adoption or let her, like, let's say, God forbid, you got pregnant and you didn't want a baby.
No.
Wouldn't it be best, you got raped and pregnant and didn't want the baby, wouldn't it be best to put it up for adoption or let your mother have the baby rather than for you having double guilt? Because you got to feel guilty for killing the man's child in your womb, and you already feel bad about the rape. Why add to it?
I think I'm actually, in my opinion, for me, taking away from it. Because let's say, I don't know you from a can of paint.
Right.
And you are already going against my own rights, my own will. And then I'm going to bring a baby from a total stranger I don't even know. No, I can't live with that. I can live with doing without whatever you're trying to bring me because I don't want no parts of you. Didn't want you from the jump street. But things happen and you just deal with things as they come.
Do women have the right to kill a child in the womb?
It's their right if they make it their right. I think women should have a choice to do that. Your body, your choice.
And did God give them the right to kill in the womb?
No, absolutely not.
So what gave them the right to do that?
Man, a lot of times, like I said, the circumstance. People just in their mind mentally go crazy because of what happened to them. A lot of people can't even live with what happened. So to eliminate that, they say, oh, let me get an abortion.
When a woman says, my body, my choice, why does she say that?
She says, a woman says, my body, my choice, because we are our bodies. We're living in our bodies. And we are spirits after we are long gone, right?
Right.
It should be my choice what I want to do with my body because I have to live with that.
But God says that our bodies are not our own. He created the bodies, and our bodies are the temple of God.
Yeah.
And so if the bodies are created and owned by God, why do women think they own the body?
It's a good question. It's a great question. I never looked at it that way.
Yeah.
Because we are God's all children. He owns every bit of us. And when it's his
time,
we're going to go whether we want to or not.
That's right.
And I totally, I totally own that and I'm totally okay with that. But while I'm here, I would like to make decisions that are going to work for me and just really take the right steps not to be in certain situations.
Do you think that if they knew it wasn't their body, they didn't make the body, they don't own the body, the body is the temple of God, and they realize, oh, it's not really my body. This is the temple of God. Do you think that they would still kill inside the womb if they knew that?
You never know. You never know.
Why don't, make sure you tell them that. Write a song about it. It's not your body. It belongs to God.
That's a good point. I want to definitely state that.
Yeah.
But like I said, I don't want to leave anybody out because it's so funny to me that the suicide rate is also rising.
Yes.
Because now we're not having opportunities to make our own decisions. I'm letting you make decisions for me. You don't know my story. You've never walked in my shoes. You don't know what I've had to endure. So for me to make the decision, whatever I'm making could just be based upon what I've been through and how I'm able to cope with what I've been through.
What do you think about men who are taking off their body parts and attaching women body parts, and women who are taking off their body parts and putting on men body parts and calling themselves a woman or a man. What do you think about that? I think they call it transgender.
Transgender.
What do you think about that?
Again, their body, their choice. Their body, their choice.
Do you support that?
I support it.
Really? Is it normal?
What's normal now anyway? What's normal?
A male and a female. No.
Now, listen, I'm with that. You know, I'm heterosexual. Right. I do believe in being with a man. But if my friend is, hey, L.A., I'm with a, she's a woman, right? And I decided to be with Susie today. Hey, do your thing as long as you're happy.
Will you try to guide her in the right way?
No, no.
You just let her suffer?
Let her suffer. Hey, your decision's yours. I'm going to let you just roll with the wind. And you only have to answer to God, not me. I'm not God.
That's
and
true.
I think a lot of ways we like to play that God role. Yes. You're not God. I'm not God. So you have to answer to him.
You wouldn't hate her for it, but you wouldn't accept it as a norm, right?
I wouldn't hate her, and I accept it for her normalization. She's rational because it's rational for her.
Did you have fun?
I had fun.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
I totally appreciate it. You are amazing.
Thank you.
And you have some sense.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you haven't lost that with the entertainment thing.
Yes, thank
you. That's really good.
Thank you to Mama Dear. Yes, you did well.
Yes. Thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, share. Ring the bell. You can ring my bell.
Hey.
Ring my bell. Ding dong, ding dong. And we have merch and all that good stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, folks.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You erased the liver?
Yeah.
By whom?
My folks.
So you made jokes about women, lesbians.
Uh-huh.
How did your father become a liver? What happened to him that he became a liver?
What happened to him?
Beta.
My dad's 6'5", and will take anyone in this room.
You know, because they're so emotional? You know how women tend to accept anything.
Is this an ambush?
All these laws that these women have to protect themselves. You can't say anything about it. You can't say, oh, you fat today, or, you know. Do you believe in God?
I believe in a higher being.
What, like an illegal alien?
You're a Trump supporter?
And then the great white hope.
I feel like this interview speaks to that.
Oh, you do? Why did you say that? 100% The Fallen State. We need your continued support. Donate to my nonprofit here. Subscribe and like the videos here. And tell everybody and their mama about the show.